I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The 44th Indianapolis Early Music Festival runs on weekends from June 24th through July 24th in the Glick Indiana History Center. Mark Sudik is director of the Early Music Department at the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore. Sudik's a performer who plays guitar, recorder, crumb horn, bass viol, and percussion. Mark is the artistic director of the festival. Mark, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure, George. Thank you.
Well, it seems that each year the festival has some continuity, a return of popular groups like Rebel and your own Baltimore consort, but it introduces some new ensembles and approaches. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about the year's focus and perhaps about Tempesta de Mare and Plain and Easy and Sacabush.
Okay. Well, what I try to do is to make sure I have a balance between Renaissance and Baroque music, and then occasionally I'll bring in medieval or a crossover. This year it's three concerts of Renaissance music and three concerts of Baroque music. We have a very, very exciting opener with Rebel. Matthias Mauta is a member of that group, and I've asked them to, you know, to do a program featuring him because he's such a celebrity in Indianapolis with his ensemble Caprice, and he's frankly one of my favorite performers. And that same weekend, another East Coast group, Tempesta di Mare, named after the Vivaldi concerto, The Storm at Sea. This is a tempestuous group, you know, a very, very exciting, fairly young group, but their directors have been around, Richard Stone and Gwyn Roberts. They're both on the Peabody faculty, so they're dear friends of mine and colleagues. Very excited to present this particular program, Roman Nights, Cantatas of Alessandro Scarlatti, and Handel, and their singer, Clara Rotzalk, a very, very young, up-and-coming star in the early music scene, is absolutely exquisite.
What about Plain and Easy?
Plain and Easy, they are the 2009 winners of the Early Music America Medieval Renaissance Competition. Very, very wonderful, very young group, emerging artists. And they're doing a French program. It's a group based in Seattle. Their theorbo player, John Lenti, has been to Indianapolis a few times before with Ensemble Zephyrus. Very, very great continuo player and lutenist and theorbo player. And they also have a wonderful singer, Linda Tsatsanis, a Canadian soprano, and Renaissance violin, and the forerunner of the Baroque cello, you know, kind of a Renaissance. It's called a bass violin, but just a very early stage cello.
You'll be wrapping up the summer with the ensemble Sacabush.
That's right. Sacabush, French for sack butter, early trombone. The core of this ensemble is brass. Four sackbut players and some violinists, keyboard player, three singers, as well as one or two traditional Chinese musicians. And this is a true grand finale for the festival because this is a multimedia event. The show of Cardinal Ricci and his map. Matteo Ricci was a cartographer as well as a Jesuit, and he traveled to China and spent a couple of decades there, became fluent in the language, and I believe he went there to, you know, to convert the Chinese to Christianity, but he ended up, you know, immersing himself in their culture. They'll be projecting images, and they have an actress who's going to be doing some narrations from the period, and this program will present some of the music he would have brought to them, music that he would have heard in his homeland, as well as some traditional Chinese music. So it's going to be a really exciting event.
Mark Sudik is the artistic director of the 44th Indianapolis Early Music Festival, June 24th through July 24th on the weekends. There's a free children's concert with the Baltimore Consort the morning of July 9th. The festival takes place at the Glick Indiana History Center, 450 West Ohio Street in Indianapolis. You'll find individual interviews with most of the groups at wfiu.org. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.